I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Edition. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We survived the week, everybody. We're nearly at the weekend. You know, I know most of you just working for the weekend. I know Dominic certainly is. He'll join me here in the Shaw. I am in the Shaw today. Dom joins at 5. I got former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He's joining at 4. I'll let the boys fight over the cannolis. And also, pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin at 3:30. So it's going to be a big Friday edition. Save the best till Friday. Do that sometimes. You know, got to put in good effort. Clear the desk before the weekend. But here's a story, and I got to take grievance. Another grievance with me. How did I miss this one, or how did I not make a bigger point out of the Madison Cawthorn, the big claims he's been making? Got invited to some coke-fueled orgies. Doesn't everyone? I mean, haven't we all been invited down to a couple of coke-fueled orgies?
Yeah, but they keep asking for my email address and a profile picture, so I usually stop at that point.
That one slows you down a little bit? Like, well, maybe you've confused me with another person. Here's a little bit of the reporting on this issue. And you know, finally, Republicans are taking objection. Finally, the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, is like, well, this is a bridge too far because you're making our party look bad. And so anyways, Rep. Madison Cawthorn showed up in person for a primary challenger to one of his U.S. House GOP colleagues Wednesday night, just as fellow Republicans started suggesting he's the next incumbent under threat. So what, he's out doing endorsements now? The North Carolina conservative appeared alongside other House Republicans at a fundraiser for Harriet Hageman, the Trump-backed opponent of Liz Cheney. It's not clear if Cawthorn knew how conspicuous that choice was, with Republicans still seething over his claims about sexual perversion in Washington. And Cawthorn's own GOP colleagues spent some of the fundraisers feet away, quietly joking at his expense, according to people in the room. You know, when people in the room are like, hey, they're making fun of that guy. The uncomfortable moment illustrates the awkward position. Awkward position Cawthorn finds himself in. After riding over multiple waves of many controversies over past comments and behavior, he now seems doused by a political tsunami after alleging on a podcast that some of his colleagues attend orgies and use cocaine. You know, my immediate thought, Matt Gaetz, right? Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Next thing you're going to know, you're going to tell me that Snoop Dogg smokes weed before he goes on the stage.
Well,
That doesn't happen, does it?
I think there is implication. It might be, you know.
What?
Someone other than Matt Gaetz. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that was crazy. I thought immediately of Matt Gaetz. Here is one other thought. The political reporting hardly captures the sentiment of a coke-fueled orgy the way I would like it to. But
you're going to have to do some on-the-beat reporting then.
Here's the idea. Here's what I'm getting to, Fancy Brian. When you hear coke-fueled orgy, who comes running and says, I want a piece of that? The former president, Donald Trump, has invited the embattled Madison Cawthorn to be his special guest speaker in a North Carolina rally next week.
It's going to cost you a couple tickets.
And a couple of bumps, maybe. 844-967-2789. Here's the reporting. Embattled Rep. Madison Cawthorn, Republican from North Carolina, who drew a rebuke from multiple members of his party this week after he leveled baseless, are they baseless allegations, that they regularly held cocaine-fueled orgies. It's getting a lifeline from former President Donald Trump. You know, all the best people Trump hangs out with. As reported by journalist Ben Jacobs, Cawthorn on Friday was announced as a special guest speaker during a Trump rally that's scheduled to take place next week in Selma, North Carolina. Bet you Don Jr. will be at that one.
We used to call it one of those Jeffrey parties.
It's going to be an all-nighter, I bet. The news comes just after Cawthorn was chastised by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, called him out for falsely accusing his fellow Republicans. I'm not sure it's false. called him out for falsely accusing his fellow Republicans of inviting him to orgies after Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, openly endorsed Cawthorn's primary opponent, Chuck Edwards. So here's what's happening in North Carolina right now. The senators are wading into the congressional race to endorse against the incumbent Cawthorn. Because apparently they didn't get invited to the Coke-fueled orgies.
Well, you know what? The Republican Party is imploding in other states in a different way than it is in Wisconsin, and it's nice to see.
Well, here is why the senator had something to say. As part of his endorsement, Tillis took multiple shots at Cawthorn. Body blow. And said that Edwards, unlike Cawthorn, would never attack Ukraine's fight for freedom or vote against sanctioning Putin's Russia and find himself being used as propaganda on Russian state TV. We recall that Cawthorn called, what, Zelensky a thug. Tillis also said Edwards has demonstrated he serves his honor and integrity and always makes conservatives proud. He'll never embarrass Western North Carolina with the consistent pattern of juvenile behavior, outlandish statements, and untruthfulness.
He'll embarrass him in another way.
Why are they all so convinced that there's not Coke-fueled Republican Party somewhere?
These people will believe anything as long as their donors tell them it's true.
You don't think there are some...
Oh, yeah, there definitely are. There definitely are, man. Like, are you kidding me? How horrible would it be if the party that, you know, went after a president for an extramarital affair maybe would be, I don't know, having Coke-fueled orgies?
Trump claims that never happened. He would never raw dog that porn star that looks exactly, or at least very similar,
folks,
to his
please,
daughter.
Please don't understand. We're not disparaging Coke-fueled orgies. So if you were planning on inviting us, please feel free to do so. We may decline because, you know, we have spouses and stuff. But it's not the orgy that we have a problem with. It's the ridiculous hypocrisy.
No, I'm taking up all invitations, man. I'm willing to try anything. It's a Friday. Come back. Find pollster Charles Franklin. Maybe he's got a party he could tell us about this weekend.
How could your wife think there's a 1% chance you were with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow?
So thank you. Money blow, money blow, money blow, money blow, money blow.